Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move that underscores the growing importance of global cooperation in conservation, Saudi Arabia has joined the International Big Cat Alliance as its 26th member country, marking a major expansion of the alliance's footprint into West Asia and the Gulf region. This development is noteworthy because it aligns Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 wildlife agenda with India's flagship multilateral conservation initiative, the International Big Cat Alliance, or IBCA. But what exactly is the IBCA? The International Big Cat Alliance is a treaty-based intergovernmental international organization founded on the spirit of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam in conservation, with its headquarters in New Delhi. It is the second major multilateral platform incubated by India after the International Solar Alliance, or ISA. To understand the significance of this alliance, let's take a look at its founding timeline. The treaty came into force after 5 founding ratifications from India, Nicaragua, Eswatini, Somalia, and Liberia. India, as the host and seed funder, has committed a 150 crore rupee seed fund for IBCA, covering the 5-year period from 2023 to 2028, alongside member contributions, to anchor operations until self-sustaining financing mechanisms mature. Now, what makes the IBCA unique is its focus on the conservation of 7 species of large felids, 5 of which are native to India, and 2, the jaguar and puma, are confined to the Americas. India's institutional architecture for big cat conservation is among the most developed in the world and forms the operational template for IBCA. Let's look at some of India's flagship big cat conservation projects. First, there's Project Tiger, launched on 1st April 1973 from Jim Corbett National Park in Uttarakhand under the leadership of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. The implementing body is the National Tiger Conservation Authority, or NTCA, a statutory body under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972, amended in 2006. As of 2025, there are 58 tiger reserves covering tiger landscapes across 18 states, with a tiger population of 3,682, according to the All India Tiger Estimation 2022 by the NTCA. Remember this number, India hosts approximately 70% of the world's wild tiger population. Next, there's Project Lion, which focuses on conserving the Asiatic lion, the only wild lion population outside Africa, confined entirely to Gir National Park and surrounding landscapes in Gujarat. The population has seen an increase, with 891 lions recorded in the 16th Asiatic Lion Census in 2025, up 32.2% from 674 in 2020. Then, there's Project Cheetah, the world's first intercontinental large carnivore translocation project, launched in 2022 at Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh, with the first translocation of 8 cheetahs from Namibia on 17 September 2022. Followed by a second batch of 12 cheetahs from South Africa in February 2023. Lastly, there's Project Snow Leopard, which operates across Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, and Arunachal Pradesh, with the Snow Leopard Population Assessment in India, or SPAI, framework operational since 2019. Now, let's turn to Saudi Arabia's role and significance in the IBCA. Saudi Arabia's entry is geopolitically and ecologically substantive, as it extends the IBCA footprint into West Asia and the Gulf region. The Arabian leopard, a subspecies of leopard, is critically endangered, with fewer than 200 individuals estimated in the wild. Saudi Arabia is undertaking captive breeding and habitat restoration efforts through the Royal Commission for Alula. The country operates a system of 6 royal reserves, covering roughly 7% of its national territory, with the National Center for Wildlife as the lead conservation agency. Wildlife protection is integrated into the kingdom's Vision 2030 under the Saudi Green Initiative. The IBCA is being positioned as a biodiversity counterpart to the International Solar Alliance, another India-incubated treaty body. In terms of funding mechanisms, the IBCA combines India's seed contribution of 150 crore rupees from 2023 to 2028, annual member contributions scaled to capacity, concessional bilateral assistance from partners like Germany's KfW, multilateral conservation finance from the Global Environment Facility, or GEF, and the World Bank, as well as public-private partnerships for habitat work in member states. Despite institutional progress, the seven IBCA species face severe pressures, including habitat fragmentation, human-wildlife conflict, poaching, and climate change. Conservation outcomes depend on on-ground habitat cooperation, not just summit declarations. There's also a risk of duplication with existing frameworks like CITES, the Convention on Biological Diversity, and the Convention on Migratory Species. Sustained financing beyond India's seed grant remains uncertain, and there's a need for science-led monitoring protocols harmonized across the 26 member countries with very different baseline capacities. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IBCA headquarters is located in New Delhi. The alliance was launched on 9 April 2023 by Prime Minister Modi at Mysore, Karnataka, and it acquired treaty status on 23 January 2025. The founding ratifiers include India, Nicaragua, Eswatini, Somalia, and Liberia. The membership now stands at 26 members plus 5 observer nations post Saudi Arabia's accession on 22 May 2026. The seven big cats covered by the IBCA include the tiger, lion, leopard, snow leopard, cheetah, jaguar, and puma. Five of these species are native to India, and the cheetah has been reintroduced. India's seed funding for the IBCA is 150 crore rupees from 2023 to 2028. India's tiger population, as per the NTCA's All India Tiger Estimation 2022, is 3,682. Project Tiger was launched on 1 April 1973 at Jim Corbett National Park, and the NTCA is a statutory body under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. Project Cheetah was launched in 2022 at Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh, with translocations from Namibia and South Africa. Saudi Arabia hosts the Arabian leopard, which is critically endangered, with fewer than 200 individuals in the wild. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, covering India-led multilateral institutions, soft power, biodiversity diplomacy, and India-Saudi Arabia relations. It's also relevant to GS Paper 3, Environment, covering conservation of species, IUCN Red List categories, protected area networks, project-based conservation, and climate biodiversity linkages. For prelims, remember the IBCA founding date and members, the seven big cats and their IUCN status, the NTCA, Project Tiger, Lion, Cheetah, and Snow Leopard, as well as the Arabian Leopard. In conclusion, the International Big Cat Alliance represents a significant step forward in global cooperation for conservation and its expansion into West Asia and the Gulf region with Saudi Arabia's membership underscores the growing recognition of the importance of preserving biodiversity and addressing the pressing challenges faced by big cat species worldwide. This development has far-reaching implications for India's strategic position in global conservation efforts and its commitment to protecting the world's most majestic and endangered species.